as well as regional integration, regional initiatives, such as how maybe in Lesotho might focus. As chair of the PADC Organ of Politics, Defence and Security Cooperation, we have deepened democracy through supporting election of further missions in countries such as Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Botswana, Mauritius, Zambia, and Lesotho. And I have personally headed two of those observations. We've supported work on the SADC Free Trade Agreement, which influenced the signing of the SADC East Africa Community Market for Eastern and Southern Africa Tripartite Free Trade Agreement, which was agreed to in Sharm el Sheikh, Egypt, which I had the privilege of attending. We've used our membership in Asian Peace and Security Council to address the causes of poverty and unemployment, which we see as drivers of violence and terrorism. We have served to continue to manage our South-South relations in formations such as BRICS, IPSA, the Indian Ocean Rim Association, and the G77 of China to advance our African agenda. Chairing the G77 plus China has enabled South Africa to position itself as the voice of the African countries on the critical developmental issues facing the global community. On the whole front, the department has concluded its organizational review in order to streamline its work for the achievement of its strategic objectives, and His Excellency, my Director General, will expand on this during his presentation. I thought, Chairperson, that I should make those points in order to contextualize what it is that the Department of International Relations and Cooperation does and has been doing. And I thank you for the opportunity. With those few words, with your permission, may I then hand over to DG, Chairperson?
Thank the honorable chair and members of the committee. Shelly, I am relating to what the CMC first introduced the team that her company association because the organizations have important interventions in the course of the meeting. So next to me, we have the department here for Mr. Ramasha. Next to Mr. Ramasha, we have the COVID managed Ndatema Pine. Next to her, we have Le Mamukanele, she is the head of the risk in the department. And on the opposite to me, so the chief director in the office of the COO, Neko, says she is responsible for monitoring and evaluation. And next to her, at the left hand side, we have the executive internal coach, and Ade Babani. Next to me here is Matabu. She is the head of the ARS secretary. That's the chief from the head of the chair. So if from time to time I ask a margin to ask them to intervene on this aside. Yeah. Let me make some few remarks. That's in addition to what Diego was saying. Yes, it's written which is presenting being laid against the background of the department having two positive qualities. I must say this out of front in our financial, especially in our financial statement. Yeah, but on the other side, on the other hand, we have received throughout in the period unqualified body opinion on our core basis in the performance commission and this by and large the work of the department. But also, Chair, I have to individually myself change a view that perhaps Chair one gets more attention to this area of performance information when the issue announced 3 years back that it would be a new area to be audited. So one has to apply mind and consistent capacity simply to deal with this area of work. And like you said, we have not received the qualification throughout this field. But that was the area that the government officer put a lot of energy. That's the unequalized consequences, but because we didn't have any qualification in terms of finances. The third thing is that overall, and from where we see some of us after 21 years in department, we see the department is performing slightly better. And even if we have qualifications, but the quality of the scope, the work has improved a month later. The fourth thing, Chair, is this period under review, we had to reconfigure and review our department and align the department with the mandate, with the budget, and with the new demand on the human affairs. So we had to slow down certain programs, Chair, because we had to complete and actually the minister signed off this 31st of March this year. So we are in the 2015-2016. Using a new different department. That review of the structure created the choice of the chief operating officer, COO, in the department, who would then teach the operating officer to make sure that there is a follow through, that things are done, work is done. The COO took the job started the 31st of June. It's a very senior post in our department. So we are just wanted to make sure that this report is being in addition to all core business, as the advisors were saying, you should understand. So I'm sure you had a chance to be able to reflect together with the president. You will see that in a number of areas, a number of scores, we are above the national average, which means that the environment is functioning. Chair, the other thing that I would like you to bear in mind in the context of this is that there is a very significant insect, I'm sure almost, to have compliance in the area of predetermined objectives. This is an area that the AD looked at for previous years. Chair, I want to see those areas. Because sometimes we have there is a view that it seems to be deteriorating, and yet some of us have been there for 21 years in this environment continuously to see quality improvement, and then we are just putting this into play. Now, Chair, we have five programs, and this is what is in my report. The first program of administration, Chair, compliance with corporate governance and requires for ICT. Now we have ICT policy, we have ICT charter, plan, implementation plan, vision plan. We didn't have this distinction. Now we have it in place. And I'm sure this will assist us in making sure the ICT is. And here the next level of ICT is almost around 100% in availability. The next challenges in Africa, in some parts of the continent. And here we also enter consular assistance, where we have managed to have it passed by PPSA as a citizen divided charter. We are not the first department to have this citizen divided charter. And you could see from the achievement there that the number of actors in distress has been assisted through that process. Chair, part of RIMCO's work, apart from trade promotion, assessment promotion, tourism promotion, it's good at our people. And you can see from the report, Chair, that we're able to look through 43,000 documents, both for people abroad and residents and officials in South Africa. Because much as we have home affairs, but in terms of management privileges and amenities, RIMCO is the one that manages that. So this one is a huge workload in our department to do that. Then there was also the direction of the cabinet to pay citizens to survive in 30 days. We are almost there, Chair. We are almost at 100%. And then in 2015, 2016, we will be around 100% every possible. The other issue, Chair, was the issue of Freedom of Vision Post. The national average for Manchester was at 5.3, and part of it is going, Chair, was during the review of the structural department. Because we knew that we had to migrate people from the old to the new department. So we held on in terms of the new post. Otherwise, we would be at the national average. The issue of SMS proposal agreement is almost 100%. One is not fine, but that one is less important. So it's a game of 100%. Then the issue of grievances is the debate. I would ask the Dema Wire to give more information about this and take on the discussion. We are accepting certain, and so in the issue of different cases, I would ask the Dema Wire to talk about these two issues in the course of the discussion. Yeah, part of the way to a very good is to make sure that we continuously retool our staff. This is not a new thing because we learn complex, we learn with the different institutions, different characters, organizations, and systems. So we have to, because our staff is new. Everybody has to cut the ball, so we have to upgrade our staff. So we have a team program, which we have by far exceeded and have exceeded this package change, because we have to retool the entire local workforce of most of the on the area of economic development. And the same thing in the training is used to other diplomats from other countries. You can see instead of two, we give them five. It's because there is a big demand share from Africa in particular on the training very good keeps in diplomat. So SADC, COMESA, and other RECs in the continent that is going to do that, including the new area of training on peace mediation, especially for women, where very impressed, including training together with the AU, so that we do not as mediators. And in terms of the publications reflecting institutional knowledge and experience, we should make sure that the experience diplomats share. We have not only three as we thought, now we have five. And this is very important because it's part of knowledge management in the department. To make sure that the young diploma has a chance to learn from those veterans of the diplomatic area. And Chair, we also want to have the stakeholders' engagement to support our foreign policy. In the area of research, they can deal with the ministry. And part of that is because we also have to deal with the question of cyber warfare. It's a new area, Chair. Most countries in the world are looking into cyber warfare, cyber spying, cyber security. So we have to produce a literature document around that. Chair, the other program one. Chair, this is a big program for us, program two, internet applications. And that's all very good. When you say ERCO, you mean this one. Chair, so we normally have planned special facilities with the rest of the world. Now, I have informed the Commission members that this is not the thing that we have 100% control on. Because there are only two people to the party on this one. Not as we can plan, then we'll be told that we are not available this year, there is election this year, we have no minister this year, we don't have this, so we really rely on our partners on the other side. Needless to say, Chair, that we have seen that these mechanisms have really helped us to refocus on the core issues around our national interests and the five rights of government in the area of health, education, job creation, development, land reform, health and security. It really helped us, including the 9 points of the figures there. So Chair, we use this mechanism. But also because we don't have resources that bring all the time. So we have to use subject market access, the issue of energy, social capital, and as well as signing MOUs on changing the organization. So we have all these opportunities there. Remember what you say, how many MOUs have we signed? in the previous year, or not a review, we can give the members to be having a review and assigned to this area. Chair, we also mobilized the finance around the issue of green economy. As we're saying, area in this year, Chair, we are now asked to look at green economy, rich economy, and ICT. So part of the course work is mobilize those resources. Then, Chair, we have the category of very important high level of researching two other high level. So again, this is an area also where our number one executive availability and their opposite, their counterpart, depends on what we do. However, we do these things, Chair, because diplomacy for it to be effective, sometimes you have to mobilize your executives to do that. But what we have done, Chair, is a few that are in was to use the high-level visit to translate MOUs into projects to government tender. And we gave an example in the first 10-year program of China. And we sent an MOU. We then go to NASA department, project department, and say, what is this address to the South Africa? So in the field of China, we say, so the most important thing for us is the field of agriculture. It's a skills development, present technology, beneficiation. So we have to learn them. So why do we have a state business like a BM or President Xi Jinping in December? You soon need to go with six areas of cooperation. Then next year we interpret the little piece with the MOU and the what are the other provisions that we can use out of that. Well, we have shared with all the other MOUs to make sure that we have to mobilize and resources to recover the development in South Africa. Okay, part of the system tools we use also to the issue of having exhibitions, trade seminars, with the Chamber of Commerce, government ministries, and protecting investors. This one is all over the world. Now, Chair, you can see that from the 111 trade seminars that we got to do, actually there has been other things too, of such, again, with the Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And we intensify in the electric market. The electric market makes a contact with the key government because of the current hierarchy. So increasingly, because the base is strong, the increasing you are able to move in the various areas of our work. And then we have program three, international cooperation. At this point, we have introduced Ambassador by himself, just arrived. Ambassador is the head of ICS. We now call this global affairs and continental agenda. So the global affairs and continental agenda, that's the head of mine. So we should much better. Together with the AU, much less than we had one branch in the head of that. So, through this chair, part of our point, the promotion of development, this is at the core of our foreign policy. And over a period of time, we managed as a government, as an African government, to ensure that the United Nations implement is at the end regarding the issue of philosophical design. You know, there is a discussion that all over the world, there's philosophical design also, but the circumstances, unfortunately, have not improved. It is discrimination, exclusion, marginalization, the various parts of the world. We can see that there are places we need to say, but. So we then say the UN must focus a decade on the issues regarding development. That's just a suggestion. The second issue is the question of the Palestine. Because this issue should not be forgotten. It's an issue that we should think of wrong. Palestinian people have the right to represent the nation, much as in the United States. There is other area of important change in the right to development, because we are always reminded about people's political rights. No human rights, no democracy. But it says, no, the right to be balanced. I mean, this is called economic, cultural, and social rights. So the must also must address. You know, I think it's addressed. So if you leave it alone, let's address whatever. Every opposition is joined us. So the issue that the beginning of developing countries that we previously people will come about. So then there is the area of peace and stability globally. In the address the United Nations created and death that this is human is actually free about the issue of human. Then that's what you want to aware of how it is nuclear weapons. Like you have to that decision that development weaponized will use nuclear technology. For peaceful use. And Democrats like Iran and others had equal rights also. A member of the MPT to use the nuclear technology for peaceful use. So the issue that preoccupied political diplomats in government is the question of migrating from SDGs 2015 to SDGs 2030. Now that migration, the movement from MDGs, make sure that unfinished work. Because MDGs raise very important questions that can deal with the lives of people. So we should, if we are not finished, let us not do that, let's migrate them into the LDGs. So when you mention the agreement, I think some of us are very excited that most of the 17 targets, the 17 goals, if you look at the mission goals, and the 7 targets, you see that none of the 10 mission goals have been lost, but rather been migrated. The important change that we deal with is the issue of the Agenda 23. Now, we recall that the rapid beginning of this year, we are asked by the AU to host the AU summit in Johannesburg, National Line, and then we'll see the three. And then the issue that I just talked about was United Nations and other things, and its commission. Part of the lobby, part of the discussion, part of the work of BERCO, the government has been around the need to reform. So we need a push. We need a push during this year, from April last year, that when we come to measure 70, there must be a visible roadmap towards the reform of the institution. We say we cannot be 70 years down the road at the same culture of the institution where we have now 1 in 3 member states. So we have to change. So we call for the issue of the reform of the UN. That we need to do that, we at least then commit that they need to be reformed. The other subject that occupies our department was the issue of negotiation since last year towards the Paris COP21 CNP11. Can you recall that the code started in that and then later foundation what is called Devon Action Platform for Peace. So that agreement, when you went to Doha, you went to Poland, you went everywhere, and all these COPs until this COP21 was built on the Devon and that platform for action. So Sarah has contributed the same way to the awareness on how to a legally binding outcome for also agreement. And that's why our system has been very, very active. So we are doing a team now. We are also sending a team to France to go and help France to come a legally binding instrument close towards their mother in Kako here. After monthly, she's going to be immediately after this. She's going to Paris. So I think, you know, she was the core negotiator of COP17, so we are expecting her to fund to be an assist in developing of the economic binding agreement to be once and for all will be short term actions. And if the buying club people do not share, we don't talk about it. Shall we know this? You know what? We don't talk about this. We have ideas. That the world demands critical action from us. So you create critical issues. We don't talk about them. Then you do your thing. But let's actually change our policy. The people want to abuse the systems of global relations. So part of our work also in the G20. Now, these India simply became G20. This is a primary body to deal with the global finance and commons. You might be honest in the G20, where the position in global economy and finance. And we are around this future. I want to put the church at 2 other points. The G20 Committee on Development. But the chair, I think that it's very important to come to the Portugal Committee to present this report. So that is a type of expectation from Panagan Diploma. So we then have the issue of people's ability. Now this is a very critical issue of global affairs. And it's a total talk to the Africa agenda that and Lana have talked about. That is an area that we gave a particular attention to, especially between year 1 to 2003, the African Republic. How can we want Chair to be supported by a peaceful continent? So we cannot reduce our capacity and engagement in the continent to make sure that the condition for African Republic. In that extent, in South Africa, when Charles withdrew from hosting Amani Africa 2002, South Africa was requested by the AU to come to the party. It's a very, very short notice to organize Amani 2. So this was supported, but it was also the South Africa did that. So, Chair, this point also is not a short. Because the troops are now heading to our policies from various African countries. They are all heading to Africa. So there are a lot of tents, a lot of cars from different African countries crisscrossing our country to go to open gate for a very massive, that kind of massive exercise to prepare African troops to intervene in the conflict in our country. To show that we have the capacity and the will to resolve African conflict, our act. Chair, Lana was saying, part of our recent issue of constitutional security was to mention the elections that we have done. Now, Chair, here are all this. We've written an election. Chair, we can go all over the globe. We can go to the east, west, but we don't address the neighborhoods. They are not part of it. So that's why for us, the most important is the subject regional integration. And interface, we have to address the question of interface of our neighborhoods, the issue of the localization of our neighborhoods, the issue of protected development. These three components, pillars of integration, occupied during this report in Europe, especially because the members of the were the chair of the project organ on peace. Chair, South-South cooperation is another critical area of our work. And in this area, Chair, we are dealing with very active numbers of BRICS. During the reporting period, we did host the BRICS summit in Heaven. If such India, Brazil, Sarasa, this is a viable trilateral focus which is a three country, three continent, we still pursue these issues. And more so, we are now putting more efforts on those countries, underdeveloped countries, and those still countries where we need options. But here we have a fund, Minister, which we use to deal with the challenges, like in Palestine, after Gaza was destroyed, Palestine was bombed. We are now going there and changing the bit of hospitals and other issues there. And then, so you mentioned the issue of Ebola. Angola, Cape Town, we also use a partnership in the country. Chair, that's a great organization, the Indian Ocean Dream Association. Chair, if you come to our island, you have so many trade arrangements around the sea and the ocean. Whether you're in the Pacific, Atlantic, the Caribbean, we are in the Southeast Asia Sea. Around the globe, we see a lot of countries configuring around the trade carrier. And so are we in the Indian Ocean Rim, where now we are the vice chair. So we are going to be taking over this boat in a year soon. And we are going to take it as soon on the green economy. Because we believe that the area where Indian Ocean countries put together can make a big contribution to our economy and to our production. Chair, other than speaking with you, we did sign the Indian Ocean Rim. Although it does put a bit of burden on some of the target countries, but we believe only a science is the GDPR. The culture. We have our own agreement with the EU called Trade and Development Agreement with the EU. This one makes sure that it gets actually something plus than what we have signed. And so I recall under this year in August last year, it was a very big meeting in USA called US Africa Leadership Summit. This is the first ever meeting of this kind. And so we used that meeting to discuss Africa and the US, the question of our power. This is a very important issue for us. Now, here's question four, having diplomacy. These are briefing statements and opinions. And in this area, educating people from achievement, we have exceeded by far our target. Chair, this committee, on numerous occasions, we raised the issue of the military, the issue of capacity, the issue of resources for the public diplomacy. You can see here from the report that in every respect, this is the target that we set ourselves. Either in the issue of media briefing, media statements, or opinion people. We have exceeded in this area of work. And including the issue of the publication, other things. You know, we have gone through publications, so we have exceeded all in this area. Now, there is the issue of the PPP, Public Participation Program. Here, again, this is taking very much to people. To make sure that children who get this understand what is present by, how does it contribute towards their welfare, towards their jobs, towards their security, towards their education. What is the role of ECHO? So, Chair, we have, in the present review, had 17, 5 more than what we have planned for. Then, Chair, of course, the issue of protocols. This is our big department. This is the custodian of government protocol services. Of course, we put new capacity to the other departments and levels of government. But in this area, which is sometimes wrong, in this department, Chair, we could see how far we are stretched in terms of facilitating women and women. It is just one division. It's a lot of, just one division of women. Let alone 15,000 in one year. It takes a lot of effort to do so. And it says, Mataramma Shaw's this last time, I might see a lot of unauthorized things. But Kumar should understand it because Kumar was crushed all the time. In short notice. I'm not sure if God has not told Kumar that. But I'm just indicating that because only under his breath. Now, the issue of immunities and privileges. This is not really the issue of conversion, but just for this one. For this one, Chair. Understand the introduction. This is the one that manages the television and the media as your partner. So we could see under this act how many diplomats are assisting in South Africa. And again, in this area, unlike many other countries, we can stretch ourselves. We do so much work with the leader. Diplomats are generally day and night. Because we are told in the morning, when you go to a wedding, they come back visit and visit. So you have to come back and respond. Our diplomats are smooth under. They are really overthrashed. And I'm talking about these are young people who respond to short notices to learn of the level. And sometimes we don't talk about them. And there is an area that I thought we should reflect on also as we move along is the area of program number five. Program number five is the transfer. Now, if I'm talking about the transfer, because this committee is after, when we train out of voice in transfer, we are not Christians. Why is it? Why is it not so many of them? And who are these? Where are we transferring this money? Chair, may you tell that this one can I allow the colleague who wants to answer, Michael, just to in 2 minutes to say, this is translating. And the number of people that are going to have in this organization, because the other thing we need was, you have people in this organization. That's better than you have intervention, Chair. With your second hour, I have to myself, Chair.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ching. Thank you, Dietrich. I just wanted to say we had national department representation is about 50 organizations, and our national department representation is varies from Delta, where we on 8 bodies. It's the Department of Trade and Industry, Transport, Department of Communication, Tourism, Economic Development, Agriculture, Home Affairs, Justice, National Treasury, and 4 unique bodies. In addition, we have 28 South African individuals in an additional 38 bodies that have various positions. And the range that is covered is from your economic, environmental, money, social, trade, and legal as well. So that's the range that is covered in terms of the representation that South Africa has. And it's not only limited to that. Thank you, Chair.
Can I then migrate to the financial, the next one, Chair. That was the performance management, Chair. Now, the second pillar, that's the ESG audit, is the financial management of the department. Can I conclude my remarks to say, I think if, I don't know what the colleagues from prison should say, wouldn't evaluation. By Chair, from where we sit, we think that in a number of areas, Chair, our targets are above national average. To need to indicate that we're going in that way. In quite a number of areas, Chair, not above that average. Chair, I want to then turn to Anila for the appropriation statement, and Chair, deny.
You can then ask Mr. Ramachandran,
the CFO, to take us along. Yeah. You must be taken as
requested by all of you. Thank you for the opportunity. The reason that we have today is the appropriation statement. We want to report on how the money that was appropriated for 2015 was covered. We spent 90% of the budget. The important part that we want to highlight on this appropriation is the requirement that we proposed to National Treasury in order to avoid incurring unauthorized expenditure. The other program mark, the then requirement part, the value of 72 million in order to cover the foreign exchange rate impact on program 2, which is basically 75 million that we experienced. During the period of our review, one of which is the department experienced unprecedented depreciation of the rand against the foreign currency that we expect in this year. So which affected the performance of other programs in terms of cash available to honor the commitment. So we should then make that happen. And this unprecedented depreciation of the rand against major currencies occurred after the adjustment estimate process was completed. So there was no any additional evidence that the department can go to national treasury through parliament to raise the national fund. So we have to work within the appropriate budget. So the expenditure is going to grow as compared to 2014-15. So we then demonstrate based on the graph that the bar graph that we have, demonstrate in terms of problem. The yellow bar represents the expenditure for the 2014-15, and the red bar the actual expenditure for 2014-15, which shows that the expenditure is growing in consideration to the previous budget, which demonstrates that the department has an ability to spend the appropriate funds. We then move to the expenditure presentation before the economic classification. We just want to demonstrate in terms of the cost driver that we have through the tune of the grade, which is one of the key cost drivers in the department, but it also covers the salaries and wages for the locally recruited personnel that are supporting our mission abroad, including the transfer positions that are appointed to our mission, which the amount is payable in foreign currency. When there's the depreciation of the rent, then the expenditure will go up, which we see that in terms of the spend, we then spend for the appropriation 2.7 billion in comparison to 2.4 billion for the 2014. Similarly, with the rent, this is where we try to implement cost containment measures on our full number. One of the cost containment measures that we included as part of our asset report strategy was to then encourage the official or the fish issue a directive to say the official should then be accommodated in fully finished apartment. The rental that we conclude on the basis that we limit the exposure in terms of foreign assets. So we have that benefit that we can able to bring, and we also revise our rental norm in order to then attain the claim in order to unlock the expenditure of this obligation expenditure. With the reduction in terms of that in comparison to 2013-14 to 2.1 billion. So that is the one area that we recorded significant savings in terms of the cost containment measures that we implemented. The transfer payment, basically our transfer that we made to the AU as well as the UN, which we make in the fourth quarter for the financial year. So during that period, the rand was in unprecedented levels, which we then had to incur additional money that we brought in. So this is the expenditure that presented the high chart, which shows that 100% of our expenditure is then spent on compensation employees, and the 27% is being credited, which is mainly the data. Support in terms of the adjustment the program, which is you are seeing at this time. But the additional money that you receive, it has been necessarily for just a situation where they are trying to be so rich. So in terms of the confidence that we want to assure the investors, the full report that the land is very good over time, which the previous year we didn't realize. I think in the current situation, show that we are in a worse condition. We requested around about 850 million for the transfer of manual budget based on the current thing, but the minimum is 750 million. So, in the current position, the land continues to deteriorate. We're going to have challenges in terms of how to honor our obligation to the court. So, that is the challenge that we have been assisting at the risk, and the mitigating factors are not necessarily available, which will then affect the performance of the annual document as approached by the court. Then the area that was not being run was on the area of infrastructure. In our program one, we have infrastructure solutions which require that we need to do some construction. Having the challenges that we have experienced has a bearing in how we continue the project. So one of the projects that we are able to move, the innovation project in the HIP, Netherlands, which we had finalized last year one, and we agreed on the pricing and all the contracts we found. During the process, the contractor indicated that the cost has escalated. Then they request that we then adjust the contract award and things like that, which was something that the department could not afford in terms of the euro and the rent, which is more than 16 million that is required in order to continue that year. So which then, and the other part is discovered as vessels in that process, which now requires that we need to attend that in the manner that is indicated, which then also increases the cost. As these buildings that we are owning, they acquired a long time ago, and if the building requirements were not necessarily in accordance with the current situation. Then when we look at the program two, we see that there is an increase in the spending to 3.1 billion, which is from 2.9 billion. And those we attribute it to the cost for the depreciation of the rand against major currencies that we trade in Russia in terms of our trade. Program 3, we also have an increase in expenditure from 2,250 to 485 million in 2015. So the program 4, we also see that in the period, we also receive an additional amount of 16 million towards the presidential inauguration that we have received in terms of the budget. So this was one of our money which was allocated in 2014-15, which was the arrangement that we had with National Trade and that during the inauguration there will be additional money allocated, which we normally do when it was done. That is the one of our money that is allocated for that particular summit, which we have seen in the current year that we wanted summit, but the, there were four additional matters connected in terms of the new summit. The council payment of which indicated we got a reduction in terms of how we manage this in terms of the same. The reduction was mainly on the recentralization of the African Migrants Fund in terms of the surplus that we are retained within the area. So that was the reduction that we see in terms of the payment. Well, which has also come to the area that is the problem that we encounter in terms of the policy, which is the asset management. Now, we have to highlight that in terms of this area, we were guided by the modified cash fund, which is different from terms of in the pre-education. So you notice, probably remember that till that time, we've been receiving a modified opinion from the Director General, which is a qualification online. So what will be done when we receive this finding? Just to make it a point that prior to 2015, we were not having a credible access register in our disposal. So what we were doing in terms of the monitoring, we used to request all our machines to sign a compliance certificate. And before that was accepted, so we had an asset register in place. So in the process of improving that, we then introduced what we call the physical verification process. And for that we credible, we then introduced the electronic scanning or verification, which we then use the scanning process, which we then use. And these assets that we are referring to, majority of them, they are assets that are acquired before 2003, which we then recommend. And one of the issues that we most find is the serious analysis is the classification assets in terms of identifying assets and the other part is that we are not able to demonstrate that we have done physical verification in all machines which was physically defined. So the measures that then we implemented, we then introduced a web based asset register. So all machines should then be in a position to monitor the movement, for which we then introduced a web browser, which was basically a system that is linked with our system as well. And also initiated electronic verification. During the period that is prior to 2002, the department reached in an exercise after a study to see we have a lot of work of fire in our building that they are old. So we saw the one example which were guided by the political plan that we expected. And he also indicated that it was very expensive an enterprise to commission in terms of that, which we don't have the additional funding. But we managed to put new machines in terms of that. We also did that evaluation for the immovable fund in terms of the property that we made, which is in 2002. So in the process of how we can manage the asset going forward, the other general approved that all senior managers in their performance agreement that should include performance agreement, asset management as one of the three performance areas as part of the team. And we also then assign asset control for each and every business unit so that they can take responsibility in the process of decentralizing the monitoring in the asset. Responsibility while the asset is controlled so that we don't have that. But we also explore the opportunity for leveraging of technology, which we don't have in the money, which is the performance of computer assisted in terms of how we do that. So we are working with people who are experts, and in the process, we also finance a memorandum of and understanding between national systems to give us more capacity in how to manage the modified standard implementation. And all these small members look at this from a change management perspective, as we are globally represented, and it means the skill set in terms of the people that are posted abroad are not the same. But if you mission that we do familiarity to then workshop our corporate service managers who are handling administration services in our 150 missions abroad. So we do that familiarity so that we can able to bring everybody on all issues of religion. So the outcome that we look to, whether the outcome, whether we achieve the desirable result, we look at the patient and because we perform physical verification. One of the tools that we put in as a deliverable for the monitoring and evaluation is to monitor the implementation in terms of how the verification is done as part of the quality assurance. So the issue of the individual actors was one of the challenges that we experienced when we concluded the audit, which we finally get guidance from Treasury on this. And also, putting an issue of procurement as well as disposal of assets to give all the functionalities to where the action is taking place. In terms of procurement, when we look at the process, how do we comply? Because we understand that we're working in a unique environment, which normally one of the areas that we don't necessarily have the VEE requirements in the people of country, which is basically our domestic policy, to see how do we comply with the laws and regulations, but without necessarily compromising the service to human, because things should happen at a fast pace in terms of supporting our principles. We then look at centralizing as a people, to say we then have the big committee, which we then introduce, Association Committee, Evolution Committee, and Agitation Committee, in order to improve our procurement. And then for the good, which is the value of about 500,000 that requires competitive for the period that we reported, in our assessment, we don't have any spending funding on the procurement that we did from 2014-2015. So which we feel that the system that we have implemented are in place. So the only area that we had challenges was for the previous hour that we done prior to our centralization. And this was to do with the extension of services for global area networks, which that's how we communicate in terms of our way. So in terms of that, we delay in terms of fundraising process. So there are not any options. And we go on quotation basis for services that are paramount for our communication purposes. So that was then approved accordingly by the accounting officer in terms of how we should move. So which we feel that we met all the requirements in terms of procurement. Maybe it should be complied by other sites, but they were good reason for us to be able to do that. But we have subsequently finalized this process in terms of procurement, and we have already awarded the duty to new service providers in terms of how we implement. Similarly, we also look at the procurement of food and services below 500,000. So these are basically in terms of question to see how do you manage an environment where you don't necessarily have a system. Also, this is a license, which is not system. Our procurement system is only upgraded. But you have created process and process, and we don't necessarily have that in mission, which is working focus on how we need to give that in terms of life. Then when we look at the outcome, we as I indicated that we feel that the vice delegation of the process assisted us in how to coordinate our work, and also to assist us in terms of leveraging on our procurement in terms of economic scale. So that is the value that we see in terms of how we manage. And that will then focus well on the people of our procurement and in terms of the demand management. And how do you remember when we look at the expenditure management? The expenditure management is one area that we don't necessarily have a support in terms of